This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My goodness, it continues. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig cannot get away. Everywhere you go, every time you turn on the TV, they are talking about the Houston Astros. Not for all the good reasons, John Lopez, but everybody in every sport is talking about dim Houston Astros.
Who's not piling on? Raise your hand if you're not piling on the Astros and you're not in the Astros fandom circle. It's pretty incredible. You know, we keep talking about, and not only is it incredible, but it's like taking it to another level. It's like everybody's trying to top each other on how bad the Astros are and how significant this thing is and, you know, the ramifications of it all and how they should be stripped. I mean, it's like everybody's trying to top each other. It's pretty incredible.
It's beyond incredible. It's actually fascinating, to say the very least. And the crazy thing is, we're about 5 weeks away from the start of the season. I don't know if it's going to intensify or dwindle away when the season comes. I'm starting to think it's going to intensify even more, because as much as I think baseball needed something like this, they needed the Houston Astros because they don't get a lot of attention. I feel like that in turn is bad for the Astros, because now players who haven't been marketed to the fullest, players who don't get as much shine in the regular season. Let's be honest, a lot of people in Houston didn't even know who the F Nick Markakis was before yesterday. But a lot of players, exactly, that's what a lot of people were saying, Figgy, who the hell is that? A lot of people, a lot of players are now using the Astros as a point to make themselves relevant. And as good as this is for baseball to finally have something that you can center around, and the most talk that we've had about this sport anytime in the last couple decades, it has a negative impact on the Houston Astros. And I understand that there are a lot of fans that are getting tired of it, but just don't let it bother you. Your team is the most known team in the entire world. And I don't know, John, I kind of want to put you to test right off the top. I was going to kind of try to breeze my way into this, just dip my toes in the water, but I think I'm just going to do a cannonball right here, and I'm going to put one of your theories to test.
Okay.
Is this a just spelled the name right situation for the Astros, or are there exceptions for every rule?
No, I think you just answered the question. Major League Baseball would never, ever admit to it. The Astros would never, ever admit to it, but they are can't-miss TV. This is the epitome of just spell the name right. That doesn't mean it's not embarrassing. It doesn't mean it's not angering to some people, especially people in the Astros circle of fans and such. But no, this is good for baseball.
It's good for baseball, but I'm talking about from an Astros perspective. Is just spell the name right work for the Astros right now?
Well, I mean, look at their fans circling the wagons. Look at how many. I'll be interested to see how many national broadcasts they have. I bet you it's going to be more than they've ever had ever. It cost them $5 million up front, right? You know, because that was the fine associated with the suspensions and everything else. But no, this is, the Astros are the best known baseball team on the planet today.
But is that good?
Yes, that's good. This is absolutely spell the name right. Again, it can be embarrassing and such, but no, it's good for the Astros. Oh, by the way, I meant to ask you guys. Did you say good morning to people this morning?
I did.
Figgy?
I did. Figgy didn't.
I said it to my wife. I ain't seen nobody in the lobby. I did say good. It wasn't nobody in the lobby.
Oh, well, that's true.
I did say it to the security guard.
I always say it to the security guard.
I got on the elevator, dolo, and everything.
I said it to my wife.
I literally didn't see
Lopez
anybody.
Lopez put
when
a
I
challenge out there yesterday to say good morning to everyone the next morning.
Look him in the eye, say good morning.
And Figgy said he said it to his wife.
I usually say, hey, sweetie, but I say good morning.
I guess that counts. Kind of.
You would not give me that much leeway if I said something like that. I said it to my wife.
Hey, oh, man.
I love you, man. 11 a.m. I'm kind of excited about this because we've heard from a lot of old school baseball writers. I think one of the best baseball writers of all time and one of the best media types of all time is going to join the show. He's now retired. All he does is drink Miller Lite and Tito's now, and he's tried to take up golf. But
has he really?
He's tried.
It's kind of hard to golf when you're at the horse track.
Yeah, well, he's also doing that. Yeah. But the only man that I've ever gone to a bar with, watched him drink 12 long necks and then order a fat-ass ice cream sundae.
Attaboy.
Is going to join the show. A man who John Lopez used to follow around back in his riding days.
I've been to several horse tracks with him.
And one of my mentors, who I was in charge of his content and producing his show, Randy Galloway, is going to join the show. This is a cool-ass baseball writer. You won't want to miss it. I'm sure he's got some takes about the Houston Astros. Stanford Routes going to join us at 1 o'clock Power Hour. It's going to be a Power Hour of Texans football, and we're also going to go live to spring training at about 10:40, courtesy of Texas Bay Credit Union. Talk to Adam Spillane. Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees, the 2017 New York Yankees, he had some interesting things to say about your Houston Astros. Let's just go through the day that was yesterday for the Houston Astros, because it's always just a crazy day for the Astros. So it started out about afternoonish with Aaron Judge taking shots at the Houston Astros. We've heard every player do it. Aaron Judge joined the party. This is what he had to say about the Houston Astros and whether or not they deserve to still be considered the 2017 World Series champs.
Yeah, I just don't think it holds any value with them. You didn't earn it. You know, that's how I feel, is it wasn't earned. You know, it wasn't earned the way of, you know, playing the game right and fighting till the end and knowing that, you know, we're competing. We're competitors. And the biggest thing about competition is laying it all out in the line, and, you know, whoever's the better player, better person, you know, comes out on top, you know, and, you know, you just lay it out there. And, you know, to know that another team had an advantage that, you know, nothing you can really guard against, that I just don't feel like that's earned, or, yeah, that's, it's not earned.
He's one of many, 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 many that spoke out on the Astros yesterday. And again, this morning, I mean, his teammate, Giancarlo Stanton, went in on the Astros.
I don't care what that guy's got to say.
Well, would you like for me to read what he said?
Sure.
Giancarlo Stanton this morning at Yankees spring training, quote, "I would like a better apology or explanation."
Shut up, Stanton.
"On their side, we know they really don't care." He also said,
You're
only really sorry because you got caught."
Shut it, Stanton.
He also said he believes the Astros title should be vacated.
Your contract should be vacated.
Quote,
You've stolen more money than freaking Enron.
If you cheat,
clown.
If you cheat in another way during the season, you can't even be in the playoffs, so therefore you would be eliminated. Pretty much the same difference. He also said this: "If I knew what was coming in 2017, I would have hit 80 home runs."
Well, you would have had to have been able on the field, which he wasn't, I guess, last year is what you could say. This is the thing, man. I get everybody's perspective and stuff, but I think the most moronic thing that I'm seeing players say is that the Astros players didn't get punished enough. You realize that morons like Giancarlo Stanton, who are basically stealing money, who signed $25, $30 million per year deals and then just completely fall off the face of the earth. You know why that contract is still guaranteed? Because the players' union came to that agreement.
Mm-hmm.
You know why players got immunity in this investigation? Because the players' union agreed to it. Don't selectively choose when you're going to support the players' union and when you're not. If you want to say they cheated, if you want to talk about World Series, if you want to talk about all that, that's fine. But I'm really sick of these guys who fall off the face of the earth, and there's a lot of them who have, once they get paid, coming out there saying they don't agree with one thing that the players' union agreed to in immunity, and now all of a sudden you still want to take that guaranteed money when you go out there. What did Giancarlo Stanton even hit last year? Not 2017. What did he hit last year? Like 206?
Yeah, something like that.
He was awful.
Mm-hmm.
So shut up, Stanton.
But you are that's a very solid take, because this was done in large part because the commissioner, Rob Manfred, didn't want to deal with all the backlash that the Players Association was going to give had they done more with you know, the Astros players who were involved. 2019, he batted a whopping 288 with three home runs.
Good job, dude. How many games did he play? Oh, he only had 59 at bats and still got about 30 mil.
Yeah.
Just sit this one out, Stan. Go count that money. Go to your mansion and shut your yap.
18 games.
Let's go to Mahir real quick. Mahir, you're on In the Loop. 713-572-416. Come on, Mahir. He doesn't even want to face the smoke of the Houston Astros. Rob Manfred. So we heard Aaron Judge talk. He said what he said yesterday. And then Rob Manfred, he went to the podium. And I thought this was an interesting question because I don't think even Rob Manfred knew that the backlash from players was going to be coming the way it did. And this is what Rob Manfred had to say at his second press conference. I guess he had to make up for the first one. This is what Rob Manfred had to say about the criticism he's getting from other MLB players.
It seems like the vitriol from players inside the game and outside names has only ramped up.
Mm-hmm.
Has any of this caught you by surprise? And what is your thought on the way forward with your players on this?
Well, it surprised me for two reasons. First, I've been around a long time, and I've never seen the kind of commentary from players about other players in the entire time that I've been involved. The second reason it surprised me a little bit, one of the principal complaints seems to be that the Houston players were not disciplined, and that lack of discipline, the immunity, was negotiated with the union that represents players.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was just saying. Like, yep. they agreed to it. Like, your players union, the strongest players union in baseball, agreed to it. So don't selectively pick that. Like, just have a little bit of respect for yourself. I see where Aaron Judge is coming from, but Giancarlo, just shut your mouth. But that's not all.
That's not all.
So we had Aaron Judge sound off.
You with
we
the camera guy?
Rob Manfred talk. And then LeBron freaking James, the most popular athlete arguably in the entire country,
world,
had this to say about the Houston Astros. Quote, "Listen, I know I don't play baseball, but I am in sports. And I know if someone cheated me out of winning the title and I found out about it, I would be effing irate. I mean, like, uncontrollable about what I would/could do. Listen here, baseball commissioner. Listen to your players speaking today about how disgusted, mad, hurt, broken, et cetera, are about this. Literally, the ball is in your court, or should I say field, and you need to fix this for the sake of sports."
That's just another example. I mean, literally everybody is in there. What's funny is he's the most popular player on the planet, athlete on the planet. And so whenever he says something, it does resonate. It brings up the question, will all the players smoke that we're hearing from players, not just baseball players in general, will that matter? Is there anything you think that Manfred will do? Do you think it'll matter? Because it's just piling on. It's just everyone.
I think it's done. I think his work is done. There's nothing he can do legally.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
they agreed to it. It's the reason that your contracts are guaranteed. So players, you need to chill out a little bit. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. You got to be ready to go when we go to you, though. We don't want you to slow down the show. We want the loopholes to contribute. If you listen, you are a loophole. Shout out to the loopholes. Hope you're enjoying your hump day. You know you had a crappy press conference when you have to do another one 2 days later and you have to issue an apology. Rob Manfred had a lot to say about the Houston Astros, and after hearing what he had to say yesterday, I kind of wonder if he punished the wrong guys. I'll explain why next. All right, Rob Manfred, you know you had a bad press conference when you got to have another one, 2 days later. But Rob Manfred did.
Yep.
And just like the Astros did a week ago tomorrow, he had to apologize for something he said. He called the World Series a, quote, piece of metal, which had a lot of baseball people pissed off.
The trophy says it's a piece of metal.
Just a piece of metal. There's no point in taking it away because it is a piece of metal.
How dumb do you have to be?
Well, I don't know. Pretty dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But he did decide he was going to apologize. And as Rob Manfred went up to the podium yesterday, he issued this apology for what he had said.
"I have to say I made one mistake, at least during that long day, in an effort to make a rhetorical point. I referred to the World Series trophy in a disrespectful way, and I want to apologize for that. There's no excuse for it. I made a mistake. I was trying to make a point, but I should have made it in a more effective way. And again, I want to apologize for it. I will say this, I've awarded 5 World Series trophies. There is no greater pleasure in this job than awarding that trophy. I understand what it means. Again, it was a mistake to say what I said.
Do you? Do you understand? That's tone deaf. You know, people also use that term. You know, this dude was tone deaf on it. It's the World Series. And imagine Roger Goodell calling the Lombardi Trophy a piece of metal. I think he would be fired. I think NFL owners who have so much power would at least, you know.
He would never say something that silly. Like, well, let's be honest. Yeah, Roger Goodell's made a lot of mistakes, but he wouldn't say anything that silly. But also, I found this interesting because baseball writers, they've been accused of being a little bit strange and being a little bit all high and mighty.
Yeah.
Listen to the way one of these media types at Rob Manfred's press conference started their question after Rob Manfred's apology.
Rob, Bruce Levine on WSCR Radio in Chicago. First of all, as a baseball fan, I want to thank you for your apology. I'm sure it wasn't easy to do, so thank you for that.
You know, they're never easy, and I hope I did okay on the apology front. I mean it. I feel badly about it, and, I wanted to be really clear on that topic.
Give me a break. Thank you for your apology? Are you serious? Come on, man.
Thank you so much.
It's not for you to decide.
Thank you so much, Rob, for the apology.
That's not for you to decide.
That means a lot for me. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Just absolute weird stuff going on in the world of baseball. And it continues. Rob Manfred talking about vacating the World Series. So he's apologized for it. Mm-hmm. Now he's got to talk about why exactly he is still allowing the Houston Astros, which I think they should be. Let me make that clear, but why Rob Manfred is still allowing the Houston Astros to be World Series champs.
I could have set a new precedent here. The best thing we can do for our fans is to give them the facts, put them in a position to make their own judgment as to what happened in 2017, what the significance of that particular World Series is. There are a lot of things that have happened in the history of the game that arguably could be corrected, and I just think it's an impossible task for an institution to undertake.
Now, look, I'm going to have his back on this in a sense, because by and large around the sports world, but certainly around the baseball world, that title does have a mental asterisk by it. It kind of has been vacated, right? Just base it on, and I'm not talking about, you know, from an Astros perspective or Astros fans. Of course, we know better than that. But I'm talking about just the national perception is, yeah, that title didn't really count as much as others, or didn't really count at all. Because, you know, mentally, people are already, you know, considering that title tainted. So I think it's already been done. You don't have to make it official by any stretch.
You don't have to make it official. You really don't even have to address it. Like, everyone knows.
Because it's
like,
already
like,
kind
it's
of
not
been
going
vacated.
To, like, it's just strange. Like, what... The vacating, then all of a sudden, what are we going to do? Are we going to go back at steroids and take away home runs and stuff like that? Like, that's just exactly. A little bit strange. It's strange that players.
But you don't have to. I mean, the fans in their minds have already taken away home runs. You know, fans in their minds have already vacated this title. What does an official vacating of the title mean? Nothing.
Here's more from Manfred, and I think this one's interesting right here, John. I want to see if you thought this was as weird as I did, because Jeff Luhnow was suspended for a year and eventually fired by the Houston Astros.
Right.
And we saw the codebreaker stuff that was in the report. However, listen to Rob Manfred talk about why he decided to suspend Jeff Luhnow. We've heard things about Jeff Luhnow. I know he rubbed a lot of guys in baseball the wrong way. But just from a legal perspective, Jeff Luhnow, who hasn't said anything since this whole thing happened, Jeff Luhnow had to have watched this quote from Rob Manfred and just been absolutely pissed off and wondered how in the hell you draw a conclusion that leads to him being suspended for a year. Listen to Rob Manfred here.
The piece that people have failed to appreciate is while the email reference that went to Mr. Luhnow referenced Codebreaker, Jeff steadfastly denied and brought in a lot of documentary evidence to support the idea that he never knew it was used in game. I felt I didn't have the evidence to decide that conflict one way or the other, and had plenty of evidence to conclude that Mr. Luhnow was culpable.
What did you not like about that? Because I thought that's about what happened. Luhnow had the plausible deniability of, well, I didn't know they were using it in game, but it was his people running it. It was his, his.
Okay,
his,
you want to go up the ladder and give everyone that treatment? Jim Crane's the owner. Jim Crane didn't know. So if Jim Crane.
No, see, that's incorrect.
Jim Crane, he said that Jim Crane.
No, I'm saying you're stretching.
He said that Jim Crane didn't know. So if we're just going to say it's his people, well.
No,
incorrect. If you're going to keep going up the ladder.
No, you're wrong on that. And I can say that pretty adamantly because if you play that clip again, in a second, Figgy. He said he had no evidence that he didn't know. In other words, he had evidence that he did know. So was to say, you can say that about anybody. No, he had evidence that Jeff Luhnow did know that it was being used in games, but he just couldn't necessarily. Luhnow never, said he, agreed to that.
All right, play it again.
The piece that people have failed to appreciate is while the email reference that went to Mr. Luhnow referenced Codebreaker, Jeff steadfastly denied and brought in a lot of documentary evidence to support the idea that he never knew it was used in game. I felt I didn't have the evidence to decide that conflict one way or the other and had plenty of evidence to conclude that Mr. Luhnow was culpable.
There you go. I had plenty of evidence to conclude.
But he didn't have any evidence to counter
the whole
thing.
But you're missing
the
point. He said there was an email directly to Luhnow. There was no email directly to Jim Crane, or else that would have come out. He said he had plenty, quote, plenty of evidence to implicate Jeff Luhnow. So he did the right thing. Luhnow was just saying, was just in that deny mode. And he's like, no, I'm not buying that. So I absolutely, he did the right thing.
It didn't sound like a very firm thing. It seemed like a little bit of all over the place there. And I'm not saying Luhnow didn't know. I think there is, but maybe he's just not good at presenting his information. But if mm-hmm. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at that and I'm Jeff Luhnow.
He literally said I had plenty of information, the evidence that.
But
that
he said he
did.
Had evidence to not counter what Luhnow was saying.
No. He said he didn't have any evidence to support Luno's claim that he didn't know. So I had no evidence. He said he didn't know. I had no evidence that said that. I did, however, have evidence that he was involved and he knew. So he did the right thing.
Here's more from Rob Manfred. We expect a lot of fights from the Astros this year. We expect blood, to say the very least. I don't think there's any media type that's more dramatic and can build up, a potential dramatic event than Pedro Gomez. So let's just let Pedro Gomez take it away and talk to the commissioner.
How do you stop an umpire from getting caught up, let's say a game in Minute Maid, where the crowd wants blood because one of the Astros players was possibly accidentally hit, or on the road where the crowd is wanting blood, so to speak? How do you prevent an accidental beaning believed to be purposeful?
Look, I think the best we can do on this topic, and my concern is that whenever somebody is throwing intentionally at a player, it creates the risk of serious, serious injury.
This is going to be so hard to
enforce, because a lot of times it'll get away from you.
Well, or they say it got away from them. How many pitchers in the history of the game, go back to the 1800s, flat out said, yes, I threw on him on purpose? I mean, they all say, it got away, went in a little bit inside. So this is going to be hard to enforce. However, Manfred did issue that thing that we talked about that I thought would happen. He basically has gone to all the teams already and given them some sort of warning that umpires are going to have the freedom to determine whether it was intentional and act immediately.
Man, I would be so pissed off if I were another team too.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like, I get that you don't want it to happen, but I feel like it almost has to happen before you say it. I don't think you can go up to me and tell my pitcher how to throw before this. I think this is something that you just got to hold off on. I don't know that. We'll see what happens. Maybe it's all to do about nothing, because we've hyped up some stuff, and maybe this is just clean baseball and the Astros just get a chance to play ball. We really won't know until they begin games in about 5 weeks. This was the final one from Rob Manfred on the use of the trash can system during the postseason. Carlos Correa had already confirmed this, which I think is kind of strange, because this shows just how selective the media has been in gathering information, because Carlos Correa said they had the trash cans during the postseason. He straight up said that, but unfortunately, because Jim Crane just buried the clubhouse audio and didn't have guys like Carlos Correa at the podium, this didn't get as much attention. But you've already had a member of the Astros admit this. Here's Rob Manfred confirming that the Houston Astros did, in fact, use the trash can system in the postseason.
Your report indicated that the Astros continued to cheat into the postseason. The Astros players have said that they were not using the trash can system at that time because you couldn't hear it. How were the Astros relaying signs during the postseason?
The garbage can signaling went on in the postseason. I mean, there was conflicting evidence on that point. In an investigation, you often have conflicting evidence, and it was my view that the more credible evidence was that they continued to use the scheme in the postseason.
Can you tell us what that evidence was?
Yeah, it was statements from players.
Statements from players.
Man, that's pretty damning evidence.
Pretty damning. Well, I mean, Carlos had already said it, though.
Yeah, he had.
And I think that's just more of a reflection of how bad Jim Crane screwed this up by not having the players at the podium, because no one even knows that Carlos Correa said that, but if he'd been at that podium, we would have known. But the commissioner confirmed the Astros did, in fact, in 2017, use the trash can banging system. It might have been loud, but they still had it. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. A live trip down to spring training. Let's go down to spring training, courtesy of Texas Bay Credit Union. Let's talk to SportsRadio610.com's Adam Spillane and Aaron Judge, who lost in the ALCS to that Houston Astros team. He took it to the next level. He took down a social media post congratulating Jose Altuve. What are the petty daily things that people do these days? We'll get into it next. Man, it's going to go full circle, 11 o'clock. One of the most entertaining people I've ever spoken to, guy that worked with John Lopez, guy that mentored me, Randy Galloway, an old school baseball writer that can talk some ish. Going to join the show at 11 o'clock. You thought it was real in regards to the Astros and the rest of baseball, but nah, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's one thing to talk about the Astros needing to get beat down. It's one thing to talk about they cheated the game and the players should be suspended. It's another thing to say you should turn in your world championship ring, but it ain't real in 2020 till someone takes down a social media post to stick it to you. Aaron Judge, 2017, the Yankees right fielder, congratulated Jose Altuve for beating him out for league MVP. However, if you go on Aaron Judge's timeline, you scroll back 2 years, that post ain't there no mo.
Reports that when the Manfred's report came out, you deleted a tweet that congratulating Altuve back in 17. Is that accurate? Did you delete that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I took it down like right when I think the story broke out, you know, and once I heard that, you know, it's just sick to my stomach. You know, just to find out, you know, I had a lot of respect, you know, for those guys and, you know, what they did and, you know, especially, you know, what they did for the city of Houston and that whole organization, man, a team that was in last place and drafted right, got the right players in there and, you know, eventually, you know, got to the World Series. You know, I had a lot of respect for them, you know, the way they played, what they did, and then to find out that, you know, it wasn't earned, they cheated. You know, that didn't sit well with me and I just didn't feel like the post that I did really, you know, meant the same anymore.
Well, that'll show him.
He got sick to his stomach, Landry. Made me sick.
That'll show him.
That's kind of petty, too, when people say that.
That's ridiculous.
He took down a tweet. That'll show him.
713-572-4610. The petty things people do these days, because Aaron Judge took it to a new level when taking down his congratulatory tweet of Jose Altuve. John Lopez, you start the list. Loopholes, if you listen, you are a loophole. You're a contributor to this show. 713-572-4610. The petty things people do to make statements these days.
All right, leave a note on a car. Well, what does that accomplish? No one knows who you are unless you sign it and give your address and phone number. Like say somebody takes two spaces in the parking lot, right? Well, I'm going to leave a note on that car. Really? Really? What is that going to do? What does that do?
I've had someone like...
I've had a note left on my car.
Someone left a note on my car.
But to be
like,
fair, it was my
about,
fault.
Someone said something, and I don't think he realized that I was like in the restaurant that he was in or something like that, but it basically, it was a little pipsqueak, and this was in my college days when I was a little bit more...
You were angry?
Rowdy.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to be, but it said like, F you F&P, you're lucky I don't find you, blah, blah, blah.
You're
and
like, I'm
like,
right here.
I was like, dude... I walked up over to him at his table and I was like, "Hey, dude, what are you trying to say there?" He was about like 4'11" or whatever.
I think he made it pretty clear what he was trying to say.
I was like, "What is this about, buddy?" Mm-hmm.
He's like, "Oh, it was a dare. It was a joke." I was like, "All right, cool."
Yeah, sure.
But right. People leaving notes on cars, that proves nothing. It does nothing. It maybe makes you feel better, but how? No one knows you did it.
I think tagging an employer in a social media post because of something that you disagree with an opinion. I feel like it's been happening to Sean Pendergast a lot lately. Like, Sean Pendergast has been kind of embracing the badass heel role of this Astros thing. And there's a lot of people who, because they disagree with his sports opinion, they tag the Sports Radio 610 Twitter page and say, you like to employ guys that do this? First of all, you're a bitch if you do that. I don't have anything better to say. I'm sorry. But what is the payoff for that? Are you, A, trying to, first of all, you're being a tattletale. Second of all, like, are you trying to get a guy fired or what? Like, that to me is just absolute chicken-ish right there. Also, let's say that you just broke up with a girl, or let's say a girl broke up with you, or let's say a guy broke up with a girl. We'll cover every angle there. You go out and you decide to tag you and that girl on social media. You, like, let's take a picture with this girl who I'm not even really dating.
Oh,
and let's tag it on social media.
That ties
to
in with
send
one of mine.
A message to the person that I used to date.
No, it ties in with exactly one that I've seen multiple times on social media. Like a girl who just broke up with a guy or is having a fight with a guy. And I say girl, I guess it could go either way, but I've seen it mostly when women do this, that they kind of leave it vague and want the guy to know something. Like they'll say, I had a great dinner with a friend tonight. Like a friend. Okay, we know what you're trying to say. You know, you're just trying to get back at your boyfriend. Another thing on social that's very, very petty.
We're talking about petty things that people do in the spirit of Aaron Judge taken down as congratulatory tweet of Jose Altuve.
And by the way, somebody did text, Lopez, I think I left that note, but you really parked like an ass, though. come on now, I did not. Well, okay, in that case I did, but it was an accident. Truly an accident. All right, so like let's say I'm talking on Twitter about Tyrann Mathieu, all right? And I say something, you know, let's say that play against the Cowboys. So somebody tweets, at Mathieu era. Yeah, at Mathieu era.
And yeah, that's
what does that do for you?
Some people don't understand this. Like, there's a natural, even though our job is to criticize athletes, there's a certain amount of respect that you have for athletes in the stuff that they endure. So if you put an athlete's name on Twitter, it's there on my page. Like, I'm saying what I gotta say, but the reason I'm not tagging him is because you don't want to open up an entire box of trolls and everybody else piling on the athlete. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't know what you're proving. Like when they say, add him.
Yeah, add him.
Dude, it's not, that's like, it's not a subtweet. That's
the car,
a little bit ridiculous.
You're trying to change lanes to the right? And the car, and you got enough room. The car speeds up, so you can't change in front of them.
To save 4 seconds of their life.
At most 4 seconds of their life. I mean, that's just being an a-hole.
That's very petty.
And it happens every day.
The horn honk, the unnecessary horn honk.
You put your blinker on, you're moving over. Yeah, it's traffic. It's going to be maybe a tighter fit than normal, but they speed up so you don't get in.
The funny part is they try to look straight like they don't see
you. Like they don't know
what
they're doing, and you don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's another one that came to mind immediately. And then there's another one that came to mind immediately.
Hit it.
This is in mostly in relationships.
Oh, gosh.
K.
Oh, God.
K.
Anytime they're mad, K.
K. Well, okay, so I'm going to go ahead and go then, right? K. Jesus.
What about the uninvite to the birthday party?
The uninvite to the birthday
like
party.
Like your friend, you're mad at your friend for something, and you decide you're not going to invite him to the birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty dang petty. Or just ignoring people. Like say, you know, like, I don't know, you're mad at say Jeremy Branham. You and Jeremy Branham, well, me too, but let's say you and Jeremy Branham got into it a little bit yesterday. It was all in fun, no big deal, difference of opinion. So we have a meeting.
By the way, he kind of pulled a Bush League thing because he took some troll's word, and I was actually playing, I wasn't playing devil's advocate, but I was laying out his side against you in that situation, kind of, right?
Mm-hmm. I hear you. But let's say we have a staff meeting. And you walk right by Jeremy and act like he's not there. Shut the hell up.
Who's going to do that?
People do that all the time.
This is from Ocho. Landry, person A owed $10 for using the internet but only paid $7. So person B gave person A 7 of the 10 Wi-Fi password letters until the rest was paid. Ocho. That's a very Ocho-like move. What about the announced unfollow?
Oh, yeah.
You just lost a follower. You just lost a follower.
Okay.
You just lost a listener.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't need to announce it.
I hate the people that announce that they're getting their number changed. Like, oh, I'm getting a new number.
Mm-hmm.
What about the people that announce that they're not going to be on social media for a while? Or what about the people who tell people to delete them?
Oh, yeah.
Delete me. If you don't agree with this or you're doing this, just go ahead and unfriend me. Unfollow my page.
Yeah, that'll show them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. That'll really show the guy. All right, Aaron Judge unfollowing Jose Altuve.
People want to know the stupid thing I did parking. I guess I'll tell the story real quick.
Yeah, because you're a meathead with a big truck now.
I absolutely did it, and it was absolutely an accident. I was at a boat ramp. It was a new boat ramp down in Copano Bay by Rockport, and it was dark because I wanted to get out early. So I launched my boat, went down this one aisle, parked my boat, you know, straight in the parking spot for boats. But I didn't realize that I needed to pull up further. It was dark. So the back end where my boat trailer was blocked every boat that launched after me from being able to go the right way to park. They had to go another way and back in. It was a big ordeal. So I got back from, I had no idea. Like, I was completely oblivious.
Meathead.
I got back. There were three notes on my truck. Some guy called me a bleeping bleeper and learned how to park.
No one keyed it though, right?
Mother bleeper. No, but
no one keyed it though.
It was an honest accident.
At least nobody keyed it. You know, that's good.
Have you ever had your car keyed?
Yes.
By a woman?
Yes. Brittany Coombe.
Golly, Brittany.
Brittany Coombe.
Come on, Brittany. You can do better than that.
She keyed my car.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe she did that. But you know what? She got over it a couple years later. That's I'm just going to leave it at that.
Let's you go, always get the extra hookup.
Let's go live to spring training. Let's
the
go
add-on.
To Adam Spillane, courtesy of Texas Bay Credit Union. Adam Spillane's covering things out there you know where you are, Adam.
West Palm Beach, Florida.
I'm losing my mind thinking about my car getting keyed. That was a very traumatic moment for me, Adam. Have you ever had your car keyed?
I have not. I had eggs thrown at it, but it seems like it turned out well for you in the end. So congrats.
Yeah, it did.
It was fine. What's going on out there today? Obviously, LeBron James has spoken. Do you anticipate players being asked about LeBron James, or are we kind of just past the asking the Astros about the scandal stuff?
I think that everyone has gotten past the player X said this. What's your reaction? I think we've done that for days. I think at this point they're going to say the same thing about it, and I think they've moved past it. The schedule is a little bit different today. Actually, there's nobody in the clubhouse really this morning when it was open because they did the live BPs earlier. So it's not quite two-a-days, but they did live BPs in the morning. And now right now the players are on the field really doing some fundamental stuff. There's some base running stuff going on right now. So I saw Yordan Alvarez hit a home run off Josh James. And it was an opposite field home run where the coach in the dugout next to me said, I don't know how that ball went out. So that's the big story so far of camp today.
They're juiced. That's how. They're juiced baseballs. No, I'm just kidding. So in terms of the pitching comp, let's talk a little ball here, man, because the pitching competition behind the top 2-3, it seems as if there's already kind of some movement there. What are you seeing?
Well, so obviously Verlander is the one. Greinke, when he gets here, will be the two. Lance McCullers is penciled in as the three. It looks like Jose Urquidy has the leg up on being the fourth starter. So now it's about the fifth starter, and it feels like it's a three-man competition. You've got Austin Pruitt, who the Astros traded for right before Jeff Luhnow got fired. That was the last move that Jeff Luhnow made. He's a Houston native who it looks like he might be the favorite to be the fifth starter. You've got Josh James in there. You've got Framber Valdez in there as well. My guess is that it would be Pruitt right now. I think the Astros like James out of the bullpen in a high leverage spot. And then Valdez has a chance to be really the lone lefty that will come out of the Astros bullpen this season.
Talking to Adam Spillane, courtesy of Texas Bay Credit Union. He's got his boots on the ground out there at Astros spring training. Adam, what are you seeing as far as, you know, roster? We've talked about the pitchers, the Forrest Whitleys, you just mentioned the fifth starter. What about guys who could potentially be position players that nobody's really talking about that could make this roster?
I really think so. They're going to carry 13 position players, and I really think that those 13 position players, we already know who they're going to be. There might be one competition with that last spot between Abraham Toro and Miles Straw. But other than that, I think Dustin Gourneau makes the team as the second catcher just because he doesn't have options while Garrett Stubbs does, and the Astros don't have another catcher on the 40-man roster. So if they were for whatever reason to DFA Gourneau, in all likelihood, he would get picked up by another team. And then the Astros are left without another catcher on the 40-man roster. Maybe they look to upgrade that spot with a trade or something else in free agency or a waiver claim at the end of spring. But I think Gourneau is going to be the second catcher. And then Stubbs starts the year out in AAA. And with the 26-man roster, I think Straw has a really good chance of making the team over Toro just because of the versatility. He can play multiple positions. We saw him play shortstop. He can play anywhere in the outfield. And obviously he has the plus speed. And one thing that Dusty Baker said today, he wants to see this team aggressive on the bases. And that's one thing that he believes is lacking in the game right now, is you just don't see teams run a lot.
You know, you touched on something in your previous answer that kind of got me thinking. You know, the Astros have never, or at least in recent years, been that interested in left-handed pitchers, you know, especially coming out of the bullpen. They just haven't had a lot of them. Is James Click or Dusty Baker different?
I don't know yet. And the one thing that you have to remember is that now you have the three batter minimum. So I don't know if teams are going to be, you know, as – I don't know if they'll find it as important to find that left-handed specialist. And a big reason why the Astros didn't have a lefty out of the pen last year is that they had right-handed guys who they felt really comfortable with against left-handed hitters, whether it was Chris Devinsky, whether it was Will Harris. They almost felt like those matchups were better for them than just bringing in another lefty off the street. Tony Sipp had his moments with the Astros in the past. They did bring in Francisco Liriano for the World Series year. So, you know, they have had that lefty specialist, but I don't know right now with the three batter minimum, if it's that big a need, if you want to waste a roster spot on a guy who, you know, he has to face three guys. And if he has to face two right-handed hitters, then he's going to struggle getting them out.
All right, Adam, we appreciate you, man. Thank you very much for holding it down. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Keep fighting the good fight.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Adam Spillane, Sports Radio 610. Nobody works the fields like Adam Spillane.
He does.
Adam Spillane knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. He's one of the best baseball minds in this town. So you need to follow his work on SportsRadio610.com. One of the best baseball writers of all time. Let me just give you a little background on our next guest. This is a guy who John Lopez knows. This is a guy who was a baseball writer, covered the sport for dang near five decades. He's a trash talking guy. He is a guy who drinks a lot of beer. I've seen him drink about 12 beers and then order a big milkshake. Once threw a water bottle at my head and stopped talking to me for 2 weeks because I told him Nolan Ryan wasn't a baseball guy. So we've gotten into it, and it's kind of a full circle thing. One of my mentors.
We got to get back to that. Put a pin in that Nolan Ryan thought.
He'll tell you. Someone John Lopez has known for a long time and one of the best to ever do it. An old school baseball guy, the biggest badass I know. Randy Galloway is going to join the show. He's going to have a lot to say. I don't know what it's going to be. We might need the dump button, but we're going to hear him next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.